This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have a question from a sister trying to explore what she needs to do, you know, being in a not in a work environment, having to deal with male colleagues, like shaking hands and all the other things that come with, you know, the work environment. What advice do we give the sister?
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. A lot of sisters ask about certain things related to the work environment,
right,
especially when it comes to social issues. So this question has a lot of area to explore, but I will focus on the social issue because
okay. There
is part has to do with the nature of job, halal and haram.
Yes.
Part of it, investment, right. You know, sometimes they give you packages like insurance, blah, blah, blah. People ask a question about that. But I think this question will focus only on the social aspect of it. Mm-hmm. One of it that's important to know some of the rules, number one is the issue of khalwa, being
very
alone
good.
in a segregated area between a male and a female. So al-khalwa is one man with one woman in an area which is completely segregated and no access to it. Mm-hmm. And this not allowed, okay, unless it is needed or it is temporary. Temporary like what? Like, for example, elevator.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Like basically, in a room where people prayed and everybody left and there are still people praying their two sunnahs, a man and a woman. You know, that's a temporary one.
Right.
You know, in a hallway or something
in
like
the
that.
Kitchen, where, yeah.
Kitchen, you go to your kitchen and you're getting your food. Or also needed, like meeting. You know, there is an evaluation. Your boss will evaluate you. He's not going to evaluate you in front of others. Or you, the boss, and you want to evaluate a male who works for you. You know, so, and this is not a complete isolated place because anybody can walk into the room. Also, in workplace, there's a lot of ethics, requirements and code of ethics that people follow. There's HR, if any kind of harassment or anything like that, you know, you always can protect yourself through these laws and most of the time. So that's dealing with the issue of khalwa or being alone with a male or the opposite gender. The other question that people commonly ask about is the issue of shaking hands or touching, you know, an opposite gender. If she's a female, shaking hands with a male, vice versa.
Okay.
The issue of shaking hands with the opposite gender, we have hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Nabi sallallahu never shook a hand of a woman and never touched a woman's hand, even though the Prophet sallallahu is like a father to all of the believers. But yet he said, I will not shake a hand of a woman that is not allowed for me. And in Nabi sallallahu something he never did. And it's not part of the culture. It is something he did this religiously. There is also hadith Ma'qil, which is reported by Tabarani, لَأَنْ يُطْعَنَ أَحَدُكُمْ بِمِخْيَطًا مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ فِي رَأْسِهِ, to be stabbed with a pick or something like that in your...
A needle.
A big needle in your head, easier than to touch a woman that is not allowed for you to touch. This is non-mahram to you. But this hadith, from a hadith perspective, it is weak. Some scholars recognize it as authentic, like Al-Mundhiri and others. And some said it's very weak. Some said it is just weak. Regardless, the hadith established the fact that we should not be touching a woman, not allowed. But again, Al-Ulama rahimahullah said, unless there is a need for that. Like in, for example, in case of doctors, nurses, you know, helping someone who needs help. If there is a need for it, not necessity, a need, that will be permissible as long as it without sexual desire. So if the nature of your work, let's say you're a physician and you have to shake hands, everybody coming in, you know, you might. That's a need, in my opinion. Or you're doing an interview, or the nature of your work to do that. But if there is no need for it, and you're going to be every day meeting your coworkers, just establish the fact that you don't shake hands, you know, just from a distance, high, and that something will be respected later on and move on. If it is just an incident, just one person didn't know you, somebody boss came from, you know, another and stretch his hand and shake your hand, it is not. The worst we'll say in this case, it will be one of these minor sins that people involve in it in a regular basis. Just make a istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, make sadaqah, pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make dhikr. That will wipe, inshallah, this. It's a lamam, yani. It is a very minor sin. Unless you believe in the authenticity of hadith, that will be put it in a different category of sin.
Yes.
I think the Muslim woman and a Muslim man should not take it easy and don't take this lightly, not easy, lightly, and relax around non-mahram by shaking hands, kissing, hugging, stuff like that. Because this basically, in my opinion, that melt the identity of the Muslim. And, you know, Sharia want to put that partition between male and female and distance, you know,
right.
Because the moment you remove that partition, you remove that distance, that's where the shaitan comes.
Mm-hmm.
Even people who are religious, even people who have taqwa, people who have deen. And by the way, those people, shaitan play with them even more because he win
right.
two. He corrupt two in one, right. in one action. So that's why Hassan said, don't be alone with a woman, even if you teach her a Quran. So you try your best to do that. Work and business in general, we don't judge the whole entire work by things that happen occasionally, rarely. That will not make your whole entire job haram. Looking for a job that's 100% perfect, nothing ever will be wrong in it, it's very hard to find in these days. And this is what the fuqaha sometimes use the word, عَمَّتْ بِهِ الْبَلْوَى, became common. Problem, common violations,
Rife,
you know?
And prevalent, yes.
Yeah, so unfortunately. Definitely, if you can avoid it 100%, that will be better.
Yeah.
Another final point in social issues people ask about is also the issue of mixing. You know, in this case, I'll say the mixing that is not allowed in Islam, where you are so close to the person that physically you can touch each other, and that will be legislated or it will be structured. What I mean by structured is not an occasion. It's not like in the kitchen going to pick up something, passing by each other's, you know, in the meeting, listening. No, I mean, that's the nature of my job. Shoulder to shoulder to this man every day. That would not be allowed. This kind of job. You know, we work, both of us behind a counter and both of us pump to each other's. For a Muslim woman, she should not do this job unless she has to. That's the only job available for her. She needs this job because that kind of mixing environment is not allowed. But if there is a distance, if there is majority female work with me, I'm always around them female. Maybe there is a male, but like he's, you know, not too close where physically we'll be touching each other's mm-hmm. or bumping into each other all the time, all day long. All these things take the haya away from the
That's
heart
true.
Of the
yeah.
believing
it creates
men
familiarity
and women.
Between
yeah.
people. Yes.
Yeah. So, and by the way, haya is not only for women. Haya for men and women.
Right.
So all these rules that I just mentioned apply to both genders. So I hope that will help you to navigate your way in your work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everybody and protect our deen.
Thank you, Sheikh.
You're welcome.